people consider us the greatest showmen.
Pretty Mel.
I work with children.
And Big Rossi.
We are the greatest showmen.
You guys are awesome, Tom. You make my day beautiful every day.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio Dubai.
Wake up.
Let's go.
Hello, Mom. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:02 Thursday. How you doing? That sun coming up across the city, across the country, and you've got us for your Thursday morning. Woo! One more sleep, we'll get that Friday in. Don't worry. Come on, let this beat drop. We all good. I hope you're good. Pretty in the house.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, Rossi.
Good morning.
Oh, a bit nasally there. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
Don't you dare to start that.
Phone guy Eddie trying to take all the attention. He's here, and we've got Nala as well. Oh, you see what he did there? He just wanted to take it. He's like, I'm going to fill in for Sheena.
And then take it.
And I'm going to give away Virgin Radio's 30K What's in the Box. That's what he did then.
That's what he did.
Hey, if you didn't know, yesterday, yeah. At around 11:30, Eddie, phone guy Eddie, gave it away. We had a guest come into the Virgin Radio studios, and we gave away, Eddie, was it 24,500 or?
Yeah, 24,500.
How was that, man? That's your biggest giveaway you've ever done.
Oh,
right?
It was
yeah,
good,
right?
Man. Hey? I look at it this way. If it wasn't me, it would have been Brent. So,
yeah,
I'm actually glad it was me.
True. I was glad it was you. I think last time we did the competition, possibly it went in that same show, maybe. I remember Sheena.
Was it Sheena? Yeah, maybe.
I remember.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
And then we got angry because we wanted to give it away.
Yeah, I want to give away all the big prizes. What was his name? What was the winner's name?
His name was Hussam.
Hussam. Good on him.
Yeah.
We're going to recap that a little bit later on, find out what's going on. Hey, and we've still got money left over.
Yeah.
Because we said we're going to give away 30,000.
Yeah, we do.
So we've got more, and we'll start giving it away this morning. If there's one thing that you hear today, or probably one thing that you don't hear today, is the world's smelliest food.
I don't want to.
It's a type of fish. It comes from Sweden. It's in a can. Rossi's got it. We're going to eat it. He thinks he's going to eat it.
I'll have a go. You guys can do it.
No,
we got to eat some,
no.
Guys.
No.
You got to try some.
No.
We are going to attempt to open this can of fish. But we're not doing it in the studio. Rossi wanted to do it in the studio. We're going to go downstairs to the car park because it's, you can't. That's just too much. What's it called again?
Sirstrommen.
Google this thing. From what I understand, it is the worst possible smelling food in the world. So we're going to do that just after 7:15 this morning. Let's get the show kicked off right now. Would you like some donuts?
Why not?
You want to be our first caller of the day? We'd love you to have it. The guys at Hero Donuts, these guys are a good local company, are going to hook you up with a box of donuts and 500 dirhams to have with those guys as well. All right, of donuts, and you get their merch. So Hero Donuts hooking you up. We just want you to be our first caller of the morning. Give us a call right now. 04-871-5544. We like to find out what you're up to. How's life going for you at this time of the morning? You know what I mean?
Is everything okay?
There's everything. Exactly. 04-871-5544. We're going to kick it off with old school. Go. Come on. I'm waiting for it. Hero Donuts. 500 dirhams worth of Hero Donuts. These guys make them fresh every single day. From sourdough, by the way. They don't throw any of those weird chemicals in it. They're just fresh, tasty donuts. I had one. They're good. They're real good. All right. Look out for them. They deliver. So if you get on any platforms like a Talabat, they will deliver to you. And they've got some stores opening up soon as well.
Very, very soon. So at Nakheel Mall, Murdif Mall, Zad Park in Sharjah, and Al Jodha.
Good company. Good team. Like a local team. All local startup with an idea. So go support local. Hero Donuts. It's H-E-R-E O Donuts. And if you want to have your face on their billboard, they've got a billboard on Sheikh Zayed Road. All you got to do is try to guess how many of their donuts will actually fit on the billboard. Winner closest to gets the billboard with their face on it, which would be pretty cool. It's on Sheikh Zayed Road, everyone sees it.
Just go onto their Instagram, Hero Donuts, on Instagram, and you can get more details.
Get it. Hey, hello, Emily.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Up and about already. What's happening?
Hi, it's my mom's birthday today.
There we go,
mom. I want to greet her on the radio.
Okay, go ahead. Go. Tell mom whatever you want.
Hi, mom. Happy birthday. Actually, I called her already because she's back home in the Philippines.
Oh, so wow. How what's her name and how old?
She's 68 and her name is Lorraine.
Lorraine, a happy 68th birthday from your beautiful daughter, Emily. And all of us here are from Virgin Radio Dubai. All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Em, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Hello, Kaiser.
Hi, morning.
My man, were people calling you Pfizer?
No, some people call me Kaiser, so they have different names, you know?
No, okay. I thought maybe like during the whole pandemic time, they're like, did you get the Pfizer or did you get the Kaiser? No.
I got both of them. I got Sinopharm and Pfizer.
No, he's just going to tell me everything. I like it. What do you do? What do you do for work, man?
So I work at Commercial Bank of Dubai.
Okay. It's an early start for you guys in the bank.
Again, sorry?
I said it's an early start for you guys.
Yeah, no, actually my wife heads for JLT. She works at JLT, so I drop off here early in the morning because she has to go there to avoid traffic.
Good on you. And then, so what do you do between now and you starting work?
So early breakfast and then watch some videos on Netflix. That's it.
It's not too bad. Cute little morning start.
Some videos on Netflix.
Before work.
What are you watching this morning?
I don't know. Let's see. What's for today? I don't know. I've not decided yet.
What's good?
There's the new J-Lo documentary.
I don't think Kaiser wants to watch
really
that.
It's really good. Who doesn't want to watch J-Lo?
Yeah, of course. You like that.
I mean, yeah.
Adam Sandler one, don't you?
Yeah, but yeah. Have you watched Hustle?
No, not yet. I'm more of a Marvel fan.
Oh, Marvel.
Yeah, so I prefer watching that in the morning.
Oh, Miss Marvel on Disney Plus.
Yes, yes. It has a second episode release, right?
Yeah.
I'm probably, yeah.
So you can watch that.
So yes, probably.
What about how is a beetroot made? And it follows the story of how a beetroot is made. That's a good one.
What platform is that on?
Yeah, that's on Vegetables Plus. It's a TV network. Only talks about vegetables.
I like it.
All right, Kaiser and Emily both hanging out here. We're going to do the number game between 1 and 10. Whoever gets the number correct wins the Hero Donuts. All right, you guys ready? Emily, you will go first. A number... Sorry, just Rossi's yawning. Get that yawn out of the way. Between 1 and 10, this is the number. I'm holding it up. I'm holding it up. 1 and 10. Go, Emily.
It's 8.
It's not 8. Over to you, Kaiser.
It's 6.
It's not 6. Back to you, Em.
4?
No, not a 4. Kaiser?
5?
Nope. Em?
2?
It is 2. Congratulations! You've got the Hero Donuts coming your way. 500 dirhams worth and the merchandise. Congratulations, Emily.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great Thursday, guys. It's Virgin.
Celebrity news now. Pretty Malik's gossip.
What have you got?
Okay, so Tom Hiddleston has confirmed that he is engaged to his girlfriend Zaw Ashton. He told the LA Times, quote, "I'm very happy." So rumors of an engagement first started at the BAFTAs earlier this year. Both of them met when they were working on Broadway together.
Ah, did they? Okay.
Yeah, so all right. Very, very happy for Tom Hiddleston.
Did you see him pick up the F1 tire or the Daytona car tire?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he was at like one of the races and he picked up the tire to show everyone. Look, and then he drops it and the tire cracks. Like the actual alloy wheel just cracks. He's
no.
I'm sorry. I am sorry.
Oh, poor guy. Okay, so Harry Styles did this podcast interview and he was asked about the possibility of a One Direction reunion. It's a question that they get asked all the time. Here's what he had to say.
Okay.
There's a lot of love there, so yeah, I think if there's a moment for us to do it the right way, I think it'd be great.
Why does he sound like he's always just like in bed? So then he was asked to explain his song Cinema from his new album. And that song basically describes a feeling where at the beginning of a relationship, you sometimes feel like you're not cool enough for your partner, like you're just not right.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone thinks the song is about Olivia Wilde. Now, I'm giving you a warning here. This is Harry Styles trying to explain what this song means. If you can figure it out, please tell me.
Here we go. Let's have a listen.
You know, when you like someone and you that kind of initial phase of like, am I doing things right? And before you're kind of, you know, comfortable with each other or whatever, and it's all that kind of like, you know, all of that stuff that happens at the start of something. So, yeah.
What?
Like, he's so wonderfully...
What was that, Harry?
It was so... It's always so beautiful in his songs.
Yeah, just... You keep singing, Harry.
Yeah, just keep
singing. You wear your onesies and keep singing, okay?
Keep
onesies?
Singing. He wears onesies on stage. Don't you see it?
Yeah.
No.
Like the old school, like, sort of onesie feel with the flares out at the bottom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can always see too much. It's unusual.
Oh.
It's unusual.
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, Hailey Bieber is celebrating the launch of her skincare line, Rode. Yes, we need another celebrity skincare line. But the release, obviously, is coming at a very difficult time for her and Justin Bieber. Justin, of course, dealing with the diagnosis of his Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, which left half of his face paralyzed. So Hailey's been doing a round of interviews. Now, she also went through a mini stroke, if you remember.
Now, what is going on? These guys are like under the age of 30 and they're like mini strokes and this virus. This is, it's, I don't know, is it stress? I don't know. I'd be moving house. I'm moving house.
You think it's bad juju in the house?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Okay, well, Hailey was asked how Justin is doing.
He's doing really well. He is getting better every single day. Obviously, it was just a very scary and random situation to happen, but he's going to be totally okay, and I'm just grateful that he's fine.
That's good to hear.
And this coming on the heels of your health scare. You had a mini stroke.
Yeah.
But what has that been like for you as a couple and just mentally kind of coming to terms with it?
I think the silver lining of it, honestly, is that it brings us a lot closer because you're going through this together. You're being there for each other. You're supporting each other. And there's just something that really like bonds you through these times.
Listen, it's bringing them closer together.
Yeah.
They feel like a good couple. Like, I feel like these couples here to stay.
Yeah, I feel like they're a very strong united couple.
Hopefully that's it. They say it comes in threes. Hopefully it's come in 25s for them and that's enough for them.
Yeah.
No more. We want their health to be good. They're both young and they're both talented and they're both cool. Thank you, Pretty Marley. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Just after the pop quiz today.
Yeah.
Can I have a look at this can? I don't want to touch it, but let me have a look at this can that you've brought in. Okay. So what is it? What is it called again?
Surströmming.
Okay, so it's Surströmming. It comes out of Sweden.
Yeah.
It's considered to be the smelliest food in the world. Now, it's fermented fish. It sits in this can for years, and then it gets opened up. And the gases trapped inside this can are released when you open it. Rossi wanted to open this in our Virgin Radio studios. And after the Dorian fruit taking a week to steam out, this is supposedly 10 times worse than the Dorian
fruit. We'll discuss it later, but yeah, I want to open it in here.
No.
No, we're not going to open it up in here. We'll be doing it downstairs at the car park.
We talked about this yesterday, Rossi. You know we're not going to do it in here.
We need to chat about it because we are going to do it in here.
No.
We're not.
We are.
Anyway,
no. We are.
Around 7:15 this morning, that's your warning. Because things could go horribly wrong. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
I have spoken
to a few people in the last 24 hours and who have smelt this, and they said, Chris, this is not like a funny moment. It's really bad.
I don't want to feel sick all day.
So 7:15 this morning, don't miss it. Your best feel-good hits right here on Virgin Radio 104.4, 642. If you wonder what we do throughout the songs, Pretty and I are usually working, and Rossi's watching people dance on TikTok.
Like dancing.
What? You just held up your phone and you said to me, look at this girl. And I had a look, and I said, what about her? She's got 6.2 million followers.
What's 6.5. her name? What's her name?
She's just done a video with Abdul Razak.
Oh, what's her name? Can I see?
Her name is...
Let's hear the pronunciation of the name.
I dropped my phone yesterday on the floor, so excuse the cracked screen.
But... You've cracked your phone again.
Yeah. This phone is...
I know her.
This phone is brilliant, though.
No, it's not. Can I tell you why?
I'll tell you why it's
really
good.
I'll tell you why it's bad.
No, but it's...
Okay.
First start with why it's good.
I'll tell you why it's... I mean, it keeps going. I've had 4 new backs, 3 new fronts on this phone and 2 new insides.
How have you not learned a lesson?
It keeps going.
If you don't know Rossi, any phone that he gets, he'll destroy within about 4 months.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why it's so bad is because yesterday when we did our Virgin Radio Zoom meeting, and we do that usually every Wednesday, did you hear how he sounded on the Zoom meeting?
Yeah.
So what we've got coming up is we've got a big show lined up. We're going to be trying to eat the fish.
That's how you sounded the entire time.
Yeah, because I was going through the, what's it called? The car speakers.
Oh,
can we test your Zoom real quickly? Can we send him a Zoom link?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm getting a new phone tomorrow.
How do I send the Zoom link?
I'm getting a Samsung again.
You just said this phone was amazing and everything. Now you're going to get a new one.
Well, yeah, because it's, as I said, it's had 3 new backs, 4 new fronts.
I know, but it needs,
2 new insides.
You need to learn a lesson. You need to put a cover on
okay,
it.
Okay, yes, pretty, I will.
You won't, though.
That's an interesting topic because I've had this argument with a few people. Phone covers. Do you have them or don't you have them? Some people love to have their phone out of, like, they don't. You know what I realize? An iPhone is just so different out of its cover.
Yeah, it is.
So, like, I held Brianna's iPhone the other day out of its cover and I went, what's this thing?
Yeah,
it's She's like, different. It's just the phone without a cover. It's like a completely different feeling.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like phone covers, like double the size. You ever take your phone out of its cover and just hold that and think to yourself, wow, this is how it's meant to feel.
Yeah. That's what I've been doing. I've just thought.
Yeah, but you dropped them. Okay, 04-871-5544. Quick impromptu topic here.
Okay.
Does your phone have a phone cover? Like, are you a phone cover person or do you like to keep it clean?
But you're not a phone cover person.
I'll tell you what I do with my phones next. Is that cool?
Okay.
I've dropped my phone probably yesterday 7 times.
Yep. John?
Yeah. Phone cover. I use it for protection, but my wife uses it for fashion. She chooses the one that matches her dressing.
Hey, that's
I
true.
Don't understand.
That's true.
Yeah.
So she's flipping her phone covers. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Adit, phone cover or no?
No cover, no way.
Ooh.
No way.
Ooh, naughty.
Living on the edge there. You don't drop your phone?
I do, but then we spend so much money, I'm sure the phone needs to look good as well after all of that. So.
He wants to show everyone what it's true. It's like buying a Ferrari than having it covered, like no
exactly.
one sees
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
But, exactly.
But aren't you scared you're going to break
it? You know what I might get, like you get all the time, the cover, like the Samsung cover where you can get it fixed whenever you want. No. As in the insurance.
No, I'm not talking about
Apple Care or yeah, the Samsung side. I tell you, okay, so what I do usually.
Yeah, tell me. Because you don't usually cover your phone.
I go to the mall and they wrap it in that plastic.
I'll
do that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
So it protects it, but it still has the same feeling. And then if the plastic will come off. It does. It costs you about 200 dirhams, I think.
Like you do it every so
but
often.
As soon as it starts to come off, they'll replace it for free. Usually, that's how that's usually what I do. I have to
so
do that.
So it's a one-off payment. Wow.
Sort of. Kat, you are no phone cover. You go around without a phone cover.
Without a phone cover, because I have contact OCD, so I have this need to clean or to wash my phone all the time, and it's too much work if it has a phone cover.
Wow, you have contact OCD, which means you have this thing where you just need to keep cleaning your phone.
Yes, kind of.
What else do you clean? Is there other things, or is it just your phone?
Everything.
Oh man,
really?
Why you? I mean, have you gone to see someone for that?
Not really, but I am aware of it, so I guess that's good enough for now.
Yeah, I've got a friend that's like that. I've got a friend who's everything needs to be spotless and everything in their room needs to be aligned. And if you move one thing, they come and fix it and they get frustrated. Is that the same sort of OCD that you've got?
No, not really. It's not so much about the alignment for me. It's more like everything I touch needs to be sanitized. And this is even before OCD. I mean,
before
COVID.
Yeah, I was going to say, was this something that came from COVID?
So no.
It must have been so difficult during the peak of the pandemic.
Not really, because it's kind of normal for me already.
She was doing it already.
So it didn't heighten it.
It actually probably made it easier because everyone was doing what you used to do.
Exactly.
What goes through your head, though, like when you're thinking about the death, like when you're touching something, what actually goes through your head in terms of like dirtiness thoughts, like type thing?
Nothing really. Like I just feel like I just have this need that okay, I don't want to touch it because I feel like it's dirty.
Right.
I'll tell you what you should do. Do you want to get rid of it or do you want it? Like if someone could take this away from you, would you get rid of it?
I don't know. I'm not really thinking about it for now. It just feels like normal for me.
Sure.
You're just so used to doing it.
Does it frustrate people around
you?
Does it frustrate your family?
Not my family. I guess sometimes my colleagues, because they feel like It's personal for them. Like, if they touch my things, I would spray alcohol. So they'd be like, whoa, what is wrong with you, woman?
Yeah, yeah, I get you. I mean,
I'm used to that. Everyone's always spraying and washing their hands after seeing me.
Yeah, Rossi's got his fingers in places you don't want to know. I would, if you ever want to get rid of it, I'm an advocate for being hypnotized.
Yes, it works.
Ross, I mean, Pretty did it and got rid of her fear of animals.
Yeah.
But they do these type of things.
They
do these type of things where they can help you get out of certain behavioral repetition, you know, like be it anything. So but only if you want a cat. You may be like, all right, I don't care. I'm going to do this. Like, I'm all right with it. But that's interesting. So no phone cover. And the reason why is because it's harder for you to have to clean that phone all the time. You don't pop it out.
Like, it's too much work.
All right.
Very interesting.
Hey, thanks for sharing that with us. All right. Thanks for sharing it.
No problem.
You're going to clean the phone right after this phone call, aren't you?
No, it's clean. I'm in my car, so everything's
okay. All right. Fair enough.
Imagine that going in my car.
There it is.
Oh.
Rossi, if she sat in your car, I don't know.
It's just a sea of rubbish.
It's just horrible.
Oh.
Well, there it is. According to our survey, 73% of people in this country have a phone cover on.
Yay!
Man. Rossi, buy a phone cover.
Thank goodness we know.
Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. Good morning. Some things you need to know. Coming up, 10 minutes away, your pop quiz. 10,000 dirhams cash. Right after that, could be the worst radio you ever hear in your life. If you want to turn off, I don't blame you.
I'm doing it in here, by the way.
We're not doing it in here, Rossi. We have the world's smelliest food. It's a can of fish that's been fermented for years. Comes out of Sweden. Rossi's ordered this. It's landed in the studio right now. We're going to open it at 7:15, 7:20 this morning. He wants to do it in the studio. We're not. We're doing it outside. I've spoken to a few people, and they have said this smell is not something that you want to play around with.
Okay, I've got a couple of games on who's going to open the can we can do to decide who's going to open the can.
You.
Yeah, you'll be opening the can.
No. No, we'll play the game downstairs.
No, you'll be... No, no, you're opening it. We are...
You.
No, it's not fair.
No, we're not...
There's no discussion here, yep. Rossi.
Rossi, you are opening this can at 7:15, 7:20 this morning. Let's see how it happens. Let's see what happens. But I believe... Again, I've spoken to a few people. I've received a lot of messages on social media about this, like Chris, from people that have smelt the... It's not one of these ones where you're like, oh, that smells disgusting, and then you move on. It's to the point where...
Can you stop saying that? Because I have not researched anything.
Dry reaching is like
stop
that.
Stop it.
If you've
Some
got
of
it,
my friends have done it, and they said it stays with you, the smell, for like a week.
Stop. I have done zero research for this exact reason, because I feel like if I know more, it's going to be even worse.
All right.
Okay. I don't want to know anymore.
Let's get ready.
Get ready. Can we do a pop quiz first?
Yeah,
is that all right?
I'm going to get things going.
Okay, we will go live on Virgin Radio DXB on our Instagram account. So you'll be able to see this live as well if you want to. But that's your warning right there. About 7:15, 7:20 this morning. Just be warned of what's happening, because it is going to come with a warning.
Okay.
All right. News headlines up next. We'll get that cash for the pop quiz underway. Hold on.
Paycheck. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank. With the RackBank sale, banking has never looked so good. Apply now for RackBank products and services to enjoy special offers, plus the chance to win a luxury car. Visit rackbank.ae/sale. Conditions apply.
Oh, Rowan, hello. You're live on Virgin Radio. You got through. You're going to play the pop quiz. Good morning.
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Oh, this is the sunlight before the storm. So,
yes.
Because you know we have to open up this world's smelliest food. You heard us doing this, right? Rossi's brought it in. So
yes, the one from Norway or somewhere.
Sweden. It's
Sweden,
just. I'm a little worried about it. I'm very worried about what's going to actually happen here. So
listen, Rowan, we're dealing with a couple of chickens here. They're chickens.
No, fish. It's fish that's in the can.
No, you two are chickens.
Oh, I don't want to do this. I'm really against it. But, Rowan, let's get you money beforehand. Let's get the spirits high here on the Chris Fade Show this morning. What do you do?
So I work in communication.
There we go. You communicate things with people. You tell people about one thing and then they tell the other person. Is that right?
I work in engaging, motivating people, so effective communication.
Look at you, motivating.
And you sound so positive, so I love that. Yeah.
We're exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you.
All right, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Yes, please let me know. Geography, please.
No geography.
Okay, no geography.
All right, good luck here, Rowan. Your 60 seconds on the clock with Rack Bank. And us here at Virgin Radio, your time begins right now. Who sings What Do You Mean in Anyone?
Huh?
Harry Styles was born in which country?
UK.
Finish the movie title, Planet of the...
Apes.
Chris Martin was married to which A-list actress?
Huh?
Finish the band's name, 30 seconds to...
Mars.
What UK singer has an album named Future Nostalgia?
Adele.
What former football player is the president of Inter Miami Football Club? David?
Austin.
What is the fastest land animal?
Leopard. Cheetah.
The Pixel 5a is a phone made by which search engine company?
Pass.
Houston is a city in which country?
USA.
Which former football player is the president of Inter Miami Football Club? He's a famous football player. His name's David. David?
Beckham.
Thank you.
David.
We got you
just
that one.
Just got
in.
It in.
Just got it in. Not David Austin. I don't know who that is. 600 dirhams is yours. Well done.
Oh, my God. This is so much harder than when I listened to it on the phone. Oh, my God.
Oh, isn't she cute?
So cute.
Oh my God, I was shaking all the time.
She's in a laughing fit right now. This is beautiful. Rowan, you're a superstar. 600 dirhams cash is all yours. Yes, it is a lot harder when you get on the show. I know it is a lot harder.
Yes. Good luck, guys, with your fish.
I love her.
She's great. What did you get wrong? Justin Bieber was the singer of What Do You Mean in Anyone. Gwyneth Paltrow was married to Chris Martin. Dua Lipa has the album called Future Nostalgia. And Google have the Pixel 5a phone. That would have got you the 10k. But enjoy it, all right?
Thank you.
I love that laugh. And devotion. We all need a good laugh. Down here at the car park, as I promised, we're in an outdoor environment. Rossi wanted to do this in the studio. We are not doing it in the studio.
Just chickens, both of you.
We like our jobs, and we'd like to stay in them.
We have a can of Surströmming. It's considered the world's smelliest fish.
Yeah,
I'm not even touching it.
Fermented fish it is, Chris.
I'm not touching that.
No. So,
where did you get it from?
Sweden. It cost me 300 dirhams. Listen, what we need to do...
Stop talking, Chris.
...is we're going to do rock, paper, scissors to see who opens it.
You are open. We established this yesterday. Rossi, you brought this upon us.
Now,
you are opening it.
As we've discussed, the scariest part of this is not so much the taste of it, what I've been told. It's when you open it, it explodes, and that instant smell. This can is full, and as you can see, it's like, it looks like there's a lot of air in it. It's going to explode.
Apparently, when it pops open, it stinks a lot. Now, where are you going later on after the show? Where are you going?
I've got lots of things to do, and I don't want to get dirty.
Okay.
So, Rossi's opening it. Chris, come on over this side.
Guys, why?
Because it's your idea. You brought
around
it.
Around here, guys, is it fair if we did rock, paper, scissors?
No.
All right, let's just play it. Let's just see what happens anyway.
Okay.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors, see who opens it. Paper, scissors, rock.
Why do you always say it wrong?
No, she stopped, so we got to do it again. Paper, scissors, rock.
No!
Yes.
I'm not doing it.
So she has to do it.
You're doing it.
You're doing it, Chris. Pretty lost that paper, scissors, rock game.
You got to
do it. Not doing it, nope.
She's okay, Pretty's out. She doesn't want to do it, you and I. Paper, scissors, rock.
Yes!
Yep, I'm not doing it, you're doing it.
Yes! Yes!
There's no chance of doing it. I just want to play. I'm just playing a game.
Rossi. This is
it. All right, come on. Let's go. Rossi, open it.
Come on. We established this yesterday. You brought this in. Come on. Let's go.
Here it is.
We don't have time.
Considered the world's smelliest food.
No,
hold
Chris,
on. I don't
away.
Even want to be anywhere near
Chris,
this.
Move away. Chris, move away.
Rossi.
Oh, I'm scared.
Guys,
Now, the smell is meant to, from what we've experienced by you guys calling us earlier on, the smell and the stench basically instantly makes you want to, mind my word here, vomit.
Chris, I think I'm in.
Oh, I can smell. It's open.
Oh, no. Guys, guys, come here. Guys.
Oh, you can smell that.
I'm going to smell that. Guys, I've only put one little hole in.
It's horrible.
I've only put one little hole in and it's just come. Have a sniff. I put one little hole.
Don't open it.
You've got to sell it. Okay, right, now go for it. Hold this. Stop being a chicken. Come back.
I'm out.
I can't do
come
it.
Come back now. Stop it. We can think of the kids. They want to be entertained. Come here.
I'm sorry. There's going to be disgusting come moments here. Right now because I feel
this.
Like. I don't
want to. We haven't got much time. Why are you.
Why?
Sorry. That's horrible. I nearly did vomit already.
I don't want to do this.
It smells like rotten eggs.
I don't want to do this. I'm really scared.
I'm in.
No.
The gas. The gas is leaking. I'm out.
Do you hear that?
Rossi,
guys,
stop it.
We've got to do it for the audience.
No.
Stop it, Rossi. Be strong.
Stop it, Rossi. It's really bad.
It's so bad.
Like, this is not us making up.
I'm in.
The smell, the guys filming this are just about to vomit. Oh, he's got it on him. He just splashed it on me. I gotta kill the guy. I'm gonna kill the guy. Rossi, I'm not even joking right now. I'm gonna kill you, mate. You just got it on me.
It's so bad. It's
no,
so
wait.
Bad.
I'll open it's it. I'm so sorry. I've been planning to do that for 2 days. Right.
I've got to go everywhere today.
What? Come on.
I'm not doing any more.
Come on.
I'm going to die.
Guys, we've got
it. It smells horrible.
We've got to taste some.
Shut up, Rosie.
Guys.
Shut up.
It's disgusting.
Okay, come
we're
back.
Over. We're going into
right,
a song.
One. We're
we'll
equal.
Be back.
This could be the dumbest thing they've ever done on the Chris Fade Show. It's the Smelly Fermented Fish Challenge, only on the Chris Fade Show.
It's Virgin Radio 104.4. We're back down here at the car park. Rossi has just sprayed the juice of whatever was in that can on me. I smell horrible. I mean, I don't know what to do right now. I don't have any other clothes.
Come here. Pretty,
no, the stench
over.
Is horrible.
I'm not coming anywhere near you.
Are you okay?
No, get away from me. I hate you.
All right, listen.
And that's a strong word. I can't believe you just did that.
That was the most satisfying thing. We haven't even got into it yet. Please.
I need to go clean myself.
Come here. Quickly.
Look, I can smell the aroma. It's disgusting. Eat it. Go. Rossi's going to eat the smelliest food in the world. Go, eat it.
Nala, can I have some assistance with the microphone, please? Because these two are big chickens. Hold this.
This is horrible.
No, you need to catch
my gosh, the smell in this humidity already. It's horrible.
I can't take it.
It's horrible.
I can't be here. I'm going home.
I'm in.
Eat it. Eat it. I dare you to eat it. I want you to eat it. Eat it. I can't believe you sprayed the juices of the world's smelliest fish on me. Honestly,
it's disgusting. It smells horrific.
Oh, my
horrific.
Gosh.
Nala, are you okay, Nala?
Oh, Nala's... Oh. Oh, my gosh, it's horrible.
This is...
Oh, my gosh. You can taste it. It's the back of my throat.
I can't. I cannot.
Pretty, have a smell.
Go
shut
away,
up, Rossi. Leave us alone.
It's like a combination. This is going to be really gross now.
That border's face marks.
It's a combination of.
Oh my
god.
My,
babies
it's so
nappies.
Bad. It's so bad.
Rotten egg. And cheesy feet. Guys, come here.
No. Go away, Rossi.
I can't believe I have it on me. Are you going to eat some?
We've got it, yeah.
It's on my clothes!
You've got to try some. You've got to try some.
He's such an idiot. We work with an idiot.
Come and try some.
Give me that mask.
Dude, I'm not trying some here.
Should I drink it?
No! Why are you so excited about it?
I don't think you should drink it, because medically speaking, that is the worst thing I think I've ever smelled.
Oh!
Oh my God!
Look at all these bones in there.
Don't do it. I don't know what this...
Stand back.
But I don't know what you're going to do.
Stand back.
Don't drink
don't
it.
Don't drink it, man. On the record, I'm telling him not to drink
do
it.
Do not drink it.
Don't do it, Rossi.
Oh, no, don't.
Stand back.
I'm not going to do anything to you. I don't want you to drink it.
Stand back.
I don't want you to drink it.
Well, okay. Chris, move out of the way.
Don't drink it, Rossi.
He's going to spray it, guys.
Don't drink it.
It's not too bad. It's not too bad.
He's an idiot.
It's not that bad. It's just quite salty.
I have a headache.
This segment's done.
I have a headache.
This segment's done.
I have a headache.
Traffic, we'll throw it up to you guys now. We're out of here.
Bye.
We need some time to recover. It's Virgin Radio. 7:36, live back in the studio.
It's in my beard. I can smell it.
That was the most horrifying experience on radio that I've done. That smell was...
It's going to live with us for the rest of our lives.
I know.
How is that even... I can't believe you ate it.
I can't.
To be honest, though, it's horrible. But when you put it in your mouth, it's not as bad. It's like salty fish type thing, but it stinks.
If you missed it...
I need some water.
We just opened up that can of smelly fish from Sweden. And do you appreciate now that I made us do it in the car park outside?
Fair enough. I think you were right there. I think it's going to smell from us in here, though.
We were in an outside area. You could smell it within 15 meters of outside. You could smell it. Syrah.
Yes, hi, Chris. How are you? Oh, my God. I felt like puking when I saw Rossi told me that.
I felt the same just watching.
You should have tried it in your mouth, though.
We were actually on the school run, and we were near the school, and my daughter, she waited just to see what's happening. We saw it on Instagram Live, and I can't tell you, she was, like, laughing so hard.
Kids were late for school because they were waiting for Rossi and us to puke. How's that for an excuse?
I love it.
Denny!
Hi! I did this one the most. You're so amazing, guys. Amazing.
Oh, love it.
Just leave it. We'll come back. The worst thing about what we just did then and what Rossi just did, we just opened up this can of smelly fish thing. The worst thing is that there's a few things. Number one is I've never dry reached. Is that the word?
Retched
so many times.
I don't know. That feeling
I am
is
nauseous in the stomach.
And why? You should have had breakfast though before.
Nope, because if I had breakfast, it wouldn't have been good, man. Secondly is that you threw the juice of the can on me.
Well,
now, I have it on my shorts and I have it on my shirt and I've gone and washed it as much as I possibly can. My shorts are saturated because I put that much water and soap on them. And
You've got a mark on your chair where you're sitting.
And I can still smell it.
It won't go out, I don't think, for like a week.
It's the most horrible.
But the worst thing is this can opener stinks of it. We'll have to bleach that or throw it away and get a new one.
I still don't understand how in Sweden they buy those cans and where do you open them? You can't open that up in a house.
No, you can't.
I don't know how they do it, but apparently they eat it with... Excuse me, sorry. It's like it keeps coming back up.
It's horrible.
Like apparently they eat it with potatoes and stuff like that, vegetables.
But the smell, we've done some pretty disgusting things on the show over the years.
That's the most.
I've never smelled anything like that.
That's disgusting.
Like it's worse. I'd rather smell ammonium. Ammonium, is that what they call it? You know that stuff that like...
Ammonium
that wakes like...
Ammonium.
Ammonium is for something
Ammonium's
different.
For what?
Don't wake yourself up with ammonium.
Ammonium.
That's for when you need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Or ammonium.
Or stop.
Whatever it is,
ammonia.
I'd rather smell ammonia. That.
pneumonia.
Like, just to put things into perspective, when Rossi first wakes up in the morning, I'd rather him breathe into my face. Like, I'd go.
Would you like me to do it now after this fish? Because
I would rather that. I would rather that.
Stop it! Get out of my head.
I would rather that instead of what we just smelt them with. What's the fish called again? I can never get the name.
Sir Strumming.
Pretty. What are you doing with your stuff? Are you throwing stuff?
I've thrown it away. I left it downstairs.
Why?
Because the juice is on my favorite sweatshirt.
You can wash it out.
I don't even want to put it in the laundry.
We hope you enjoyed it. Obviously, we did it for entertainment purposes, and we hope that you did enjoy that. Rossi,
do you think I should move it? I've put it in that bin downstairs.
What bin?
You know those big bins that get picked up by the trucks?
Yes.
But it looks like it's just been emptied like this morning, so it might be there for a week. So I'm not climbing in the bin.
Anyway, we're done.
Should we go home now?
I don't know how much long. The stench is disgusting. It has been, and what a morning it was yesterday, because Virgin Radio's 30K What's in the Box officially went off. The moment Sam guessed it and won, take a listen to this.
Sam.
Yes, sir.
Tell me, for 24,500 dirhams, what do you think is in the box?
I think it is the Baby T-Rex Finger Puppet Book by Victoria Ying.
All right, let's find out whether you have the correct answer. And I can confirm that is the correct answer, Sam.
Yes! Yes! Yeah!
Congratulations, Sam.
Thank you very much, sir.
You are 24,500 dirhams richer.
Thank you very much. Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah? What are you going to do with the money?
You know what? I've been working on this with my brother and sister. Shout out to Susu and Hassan. And I'll probably just split it with them, to be honest with you.
Well, there it was. So Sam, good. With our very own phone guy, Eddie. He'll 24,500 dirhams richer. We have Sam with us on right now. Sam, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
My man, like, pretty crazy. A lot of people thought they knew what it was, but you were the only one that actually got it right, man, which was pretty crazy. So, I mean, the actual answer. Give it to us word for word again.
All right, it's Baby T-Rex Finger Puppet Book by Victoria Ying.
And how? I mean, how did you do it?
Okay, so like I said, I've been working on this with my brother and sister, and we also included our spouses into it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got into like deep corners of the internet trying to figure out what was going on, trying to figure out what this could be. And we started to listen to the clues within the clues, and we realized that on your post on Instagram, you guys mentioned that you bought something at the mall and put it in the box.
Correct. Yeah.
And then my wife was like, "Hey, you know what? There's a Virgin store in the mall, so they probably bought something from the Virgin store." So we went onto the Virgin website and just started to put in the keywords. You know, like you know, Green Chronicle, King, and then eventually we landed on that book. Wow. And then the clues started to line up too, because the publisher is Chronicle Book. The book has a spine. You control the puppet with your hand.
Yeah.
The head of the puppet with your hand. So the dinosaur is green and turquoise. It's for toddlers.
Yeah, there's a few. Los Angeles was one of the clues. The illustrator lives in LA.
Exactly.
That's crazy, man. That is so good. Yeah. Well, you did it. Like, I mean, that's what it was all about. Sort of. That's why we create, you know, these sort of competitions. And they're cryptic. The clues are cryptic. Some people just see the clue and just think, okay, it must be that.
Yeah.
Everyone was stuck on LeBron James for a while. We had to move away from that.
And if you look at now we know what the bonus clues were at Dubai Hills Mall. The extra clues that we kept telling you, go down and take a look.
Yeah.
If you look at those clues, they help so much. You knew it was a book.
Totally.
Like, you knew it, you know? So
exactly.
Awesome, yeah.
Well, Sam, we're happy for you, mate. We hope you can spend that money. Obviously, I think you're going to share it along with the fam bam a little bit, but go spend it on something. Go have some fun.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Actually, I promised myself I'm going to go buy that book for my son and kind of keep it forever.
I love that.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, go buy that book. Yeah. Exactly, exactly. Well, listen, God bless. Thanks for listening to Virgin. Thanks for having us on as well, mate, and enjoy that cash, all right?
Thank you very much, everybody.
There it is. That's Sam, winner of 24,500 dirhams with Virgin Radio's 30K Watts in the box. Dubai Hills Mall, couldn't have done it without you guys. A fabulous place to go and check out and hang out. If you haven't gone down there on Friday, come down and hang out with us. Because, you know, the remaining cash that we have, we said 30,000. We gave away 24,500, which means we've got 5,500 left. My maths is so good. That 5,500, we're going to give away on Friday afternoon with Brent Black.
So you have to be there at Dubai Hills Mall from 2 p.m.
All right.
If you want to win 5,500.
Come down, hang out with us at Virgin Radio. We got more cash to give away. We know you need it. We need it.
Yeah.
But we want to give it to you.
Yeah.
All right. It's Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. Good morning. We love you, Marsha. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Celebrating it this week. What I was going to ask you, though, is, Eddie, you're one of my closest friends as well, mate. And how does it feel filling in for Sheena and then taking the big prize?
Well, you know, at the back of my head, once they gave it away, I was like, oh, that was amazing. And then it just hit me. Uh-oh, Chris is not going to be happy about this.
No, listen, you know.
It's like when I gave away the pop quiz. He blamed.
Yeah, exactly.
I did it on purpose.
Hold on.
But you did do that on purpose.
I hadn't taken any. So in radio, you want your show to give away the big prizes, right? Because, you know, you get the most promo and it's good. It's good for the show. Hmm. Now, I feel like I've been doing this show long enough that I don't need any of that. And I love.
But what? Nala's laughing at
it. What are you laughing at, Nala?
Just lies on lies.
The attention has to be on him.
All the time. Imagine this. This whole thing is about how Eddie gave away the cash, but it's turned around about Chris and how he feels.
Why don't you let
Eddie
me finish?
Let him finish.
Okay. Nala just
Nala, you better watch
I'm
out.
Sorry.
You better watch out. I am happy.
You're happy.
That Eddie has given it away. That's the biggest thing you've ever given away on radio, right?
Yes, sir.
See, like, I think that I was, and I swear you don't have to believe me, but 2 days ago when I was driving home and I heard you on the radio, I swear on my kids, I said, it'd be pretty cool if Eddie gave away the 30,000 dirhams with this what's in the box.
You've manifested it.
I really did.
And you know what, though, Eddie?
No, don't owe me, Nala, calling me a liar.
I'm eyeing Eddie.
Yeah.
He did a great job as well. I mean, if it was in my, if I was in Eddie's shoes, I would be a flustered mess.
Well, you think you've won. I think you've won.
But you were so cool, calm, and collected. Well done, mate.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Is Sheena okay with it? I mean, you're filling in for Sheena's show.
It's Sheena.
Okay? Yeah, she's okay. She called me out right after, and she was, like, really happy as well, so...
Eddie and Sheena are the nicest humans. They would just like celebrate together. Sheena would not mind it.
As you and I discussed, Eddie.
Yeah.
I was happy it just didn't go to Brent Black. That is the only person that I did not want this to go to.
Why?
Was Brent. I just don't want to. He would have made videos about shoes and shirts about it. I don't know. There would have just been a bird. You know, somehow there would have been a bird involved in the video.
Don't hate.
For 24,500 dirhams cash. Lloyd. It's called Potion. Another feel-good hit. Right here on Virgin Radio.
I don't like Calvin Harris anymore.
Why?
Because
you loved him.
I used to love him. But then a couple of weeks ago, he decided to go and DJ on the top of the Liverpool bus.
That's why I love him even more. I'm a Liverpool supporter.
The celebrations for the
Liverpool.
FA Cup.
Liverpool!
And the Mickey Mouse Cup, he decided to celebrate. And he said
the
it was
Mickey Mouse Cup?
Yeah, it's a cup that you win.
Hold on. There's a football cup that you guys play for called
that's
the Mickey Mouse Cup.
That's the one Liverpool won, the Mickey Mouse Cup.
Is it because the trophy looks like a Mickey Mouse head?
Yeah, that's what it's all
nah,
about.
No, this is definitely something that...
No, Liverpool won the Mickey Mouse Cup, so Calvin Harris was DJing on the top of the bus, and he said it was the best gig of his life. So now I don't like him. Sorry, Calvin. You've lost a fan.
I love Calvin Harris. We're gonna check the gossip soon, but can I just say, Calvin Harris...
makes such good music.
I interviewed him with Brent Black in about 2009.
Millennium Hotel by the airport.
No,
thanks.
Le Meridian Hotel. Wasn't it?
Millennium.
Was it Millennium? He did a gig for like 25 people. No one knew who... The record company was like, we've got this artist. His name's Calvin Harris. And we sat next to him and we interviewed him and he was brilliant. He was just great.
Didn't you have your elbow on him the entire interview?
And at the end of the interview, he was like, I wonder why. Yeah, there's the photo
wow,
of it.
Pretty.
Wow,
you're so good at searching.
He's a good dude. He's a great guy.
Okay, you got Calvin Harris before he had the Hollywood makeover.
This, yeah. You got him during the Acceptable in the 80s time.
Yeah, I'm trying to find this song. I'm trying to find this song that I apps that made me love Calvin Harris.
Acceptable in the 80s. It was probably.
That's the song that I liked.
Or The Weeknd.
No, not The Weeknd.
I put on my shoes.
No, no. It was
Acceptable in the 80s.
No, it's not that one. I love
it. Was Acceptable in the
80s. No, no. I found it. Can I play it?
Okay.
It?
It's from 10 years ago.
Oh, I think this, I know which one it is.
This.
Yes!
How good's this?
Flashback, what a song.
When I heard this, Millennium Hotel, Dubai, 2010-ish?
Nine, maybe.
Maybe this, for me, was like Calvin Harris. And he was ahead of his time. Taylor, is this right? No, but let's party, come on.
I'm coming round and now my vision is so clear.
I know it's not a Friday, but I need this.
If I could change
2009.
Then I would disappear.
Nearly the 2010s, nearly.
The love I get from you is something I can't change.
Tell you what, when you were dancing to this, there were a few lucky ladies around, weren't there, Chris?
I could let you slip away. A second glance.
Here we go.
Why don't I realize I'm fighting for life.
I don't like you anymore, Calvin.
Why can't I realize I'm fighting for my life?
Do you like it pretty?
Yeah, I know this song.
The drop is the best bit.
This part, ready? How good's that? It's come a long way, man. Calvin Harris, selling out shows around the world. New single, Potion, you heard it here on Verse, on Virgin. Don't make me paranoid.
Sorry.
It's Virgin Radio, just gone 8:42. We're live here on the Chris Fade Show.
You know, I was driving in the, obviously driving in the mall and out of the mall. Mm. And as I was in the parking lot, this is Mall of Emirates.
Mm.
I look around and I see you, Chris Fade, everywhere.
No, I'm not up there.
Not you, Fade Fit.
Oh yeah, we got the billboards.
As I'm driving out of the mall, yeah, I see these awesome Fade Fit posters.
Why are you laughing at that for?
Did you guys just agree to talk about this right now, or?
No, why?
Why would you say that?
I haven't seen them.
Hold on, let's go back to your statement. You just laughed and then you just said that. What was
Why'd
that about?
Why'd you laugh about it?
He doesn't like success on me.
I'm complimenting him.
He gets angry when I... Anything that gets that happens to me that's a good thing, he gets...
That's completely false.
He gets
false.
Angry. He really does.
You don't support me.
You wait. There's.
I don't support you.
I support you.
Wait.
You don't support me.
I support you all the time. I support you all the time. Honestly, what would you like me to? He's just turned. He's turned.
Do
this.
Do you support Pretty? Pretty, does he support you?
Yes.
Okay. Was he being to like any of your dance stuffs or did he come to your dance camp at Expo?
Yes, he came to. Remember, you came to my show.
Did you?
Did
and
you?
I was, it was a while ago when I did a dance
what,
showcase.
Does it make you angry when you see Fade Fit doing well? Like, does that, no, does I'm it get happy to you a little you. Bit?
I'm happy for you. I buy Fade Fit.
Yes, Eddie, hold on, Eddie wants to add something here, yeah?
What do you mean he doesn't support you? He bought a scooter to help with your scooter business.
And have I got that scooter still?
Nope.
Don't have it.
And he's not complaining.
Exactly. Imagine you gave someone 14,000 dirhams and you still haven't got the product and you say, I don't support you.
It passed the RTA yesterday, by the way. What are you laughing at, Eddie? It passed. It's a classic.
We've heard this RTA story for the past 3 weeks.
Thank you, Eddie. He's right.
Excuse me. You're getting too big for your boots now, Eddie, just because you gave away the money, aren't you?
Do anyway. Not talk like that to Eddie.
Yeah, you.
Also, he hates me. He hates me.
I don't hate you.
Because you're always hating.
I don't hate you.
You're always hating on him.
Like a strong word. I don't hate you.
I hate him.
You always stick up for Chris. It's always, you're always like Chris's.
Okay, can we just rewind the entire conversation?
I started out with such a nice compliment.
She was so proud that she saw these little Fate Fit billboards that we've got up at the Mall of Emirates, which I paid for. Right?
Because
the company's paid for them.
I feel like Fade Fit is like our community baby. Like we put it together all on the show.
Yeah, it was like it started on this show. So we've started off like that and then you've just gone, laughed at it and then gone, have you just said that you need to talk about this or something? And then, I don't know, it's unusual.
Are you going to support me when I start my thing then?
He already is!
I've got three things.
What you don't have? I hope you don't have three things going. What are the three things you've got going on? The scooter business you want to try to start?
That's one.
What else have you got?
I can't tell you.
Well, then how are we going to support it if you don't tell us?
You'll near the time.
Is it something we'll like? Can I use
this? I think it's very good.
Can I use
you this? You can't.
Well, then why would I support it?
Because it's good.
It's some male...
Great.
It's something to do with men. Is that what it is? Like, it's something that she can't do.
Can Jeff use it? My husband.
No.
So what are you creating?
I don't know.
My mum's just sent me a WhatsApp. I haven't heard this. Oh, should I play gosh. It?
No.
Well, she's got a bit of a potty mouth.
Sometimes she says bad words.
You need to grow up, guys. Oh my God, I can't stop laughing. I don't know where that conversation's going to end.
Yeah, exactly. Me neither.
Rossi, we love you.
No, we don't, Mum.
You know that? We love you, Rossi.
No, we don't, Mum. Like, we don't love him.
And your dad's turning on me. He was saying you haven't given Chris Fade your bicycle back that you borrowed.
He borrowed a push bike from me two and a half years ago.
2 years ago?
No, it was this year.
No, it wasn't. It was last year. Mate. It was last year.
He came over to my house, borrowed a bike, and I've never got it back.
For Christmas time, yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
So when you walked in the house and Brianna and I were in the pool alone.
Yeah, I remember. How could I forget?
He came over unannounced.
Just walked into my house.
It's what friends do.
Anyway, thanks, Pretty, for noticing our little Fade Fit billboards there. I appreciate it.
In the Mall of Emirates parking. Lovely.
Why was that sarcastic?
It was.
Because he's saying, like, they're in the... Yeah, anyway. We are going to come back and...
What are we going
to
do?
I know what we're going to do. I do remember. I want you to hear what happened at 7 this morning, 7:15 this morning. It was revolting. All right, it's coming up, but I need you to hear this. It's 8:47 morning, your Thursday. So they're saying that love at first sight isn't true anymore. It's not real. It's done.
There's a new stat out that says that belief in love at first sight has dropped from 55% to 46%. So before, about more than half of us used to think that love at first sight exists. It is real. But now less than half. The belief is slowly, slowly fading.
Do we believe at love at first sight? Let's open up these phone lines. 048715544. Give me a call. 048.
He can't do it in the song. Has to do it.
Literally has to have a sip of his coffee right into the microphone with no headphones on. So he can't even hear it himself. Atrocious. Sorry, guys. I got my mind went somewhere else. I do apologize. I won't do that again. Do you believe in love at first sight, or do you think it's absolutely doesn't even exist? You think this is all just, it's never existed. 048715544.
Chris Fade, stop it. He's doing it on purpose now. Chris Fade, do you believe in love at first sight? I know your answer.
No, I believe in being... somewhat infatuated.
Lust.
Like spark at first sight?
Just you think someone's really attractive.
Yeah.
And I think you're like, oh my gosh, that girl or that guy's hot.
You don't believe in like, you feel like an instant connection to someone? Aside from the physical?
Well, like how long is it? Is a first sight? In seconds? You know? Do you hear them speak? No, you don't. Just looking at them.
No, love at first sight basically means, for me, love at first sight is like that first meeting. You just know.
You just know that's your connection.
The first meeting, you know that's it. That's the one.
Javali, you believe in love at first sight?
I do. I believe in love at first sight.
Are you married? Or you have someone?
No. I'm actually single.
I'm single, but believe in love at first sight.
Of course. I still believe in it.
You think it's going to happen? That person's just going to come in and bang, done?
I think so. You know, sometimes you just meet a person and just sweep you off your feet and you're like, oh, this is the person.
You just know. I want to believe in love at first sight, but yeah, I don't know. Nandish?
Yes?
You believe in love at first sight?
Yes, I do.
There we go. Tell me more.
It was about me, myself, the experience that I had. When I was in my 10th grade, I met my girlfriend when she was a fresher in the school. And the first day when I saw her, bang, it blinked in my eye that she's the one to whom I'm going to get married.
That's cute.
Did you marry her?
Yes. I got married to her.
See?
You're still together?
Yes. She's back in India now. She went for her vacations.
How long have you guys been together as a couple?
As a couple, 6 years for dating and then 15 years we've been got married.
Look at that.
21 years. That's so cute, man.
And love at first sight.
And you knew at that age at school that she was the one?
Yes.
That's cute. There
See,
we go.
It maybe, exists, Chris.
Maybe it does. There it is. Obeyed.
Yes.
Mate, do you literally believe in love at first sight?
Nope.
Why?
I got cheated on.
Oh, cheated. So were you in love? Obviously, you were in love with her?
Yeah, she was the only love of my life.
Oh, man. That breaks my heart.
When did you find out?
On Corona.
Oh, wow. It was recent.
Yeah, that's
You still married the other guy, and she's still talking to me.
She married the other guy. What?
Oh my gosh! Man. Okay, well, I understand now why you don't believe in love at first sight.
Yeah, and she's still talking to you.
Yeah,
that's not cool.
That's not good
at all. She misses you, mate. She misses you.
Then why did she get married to him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe she made a mistake.
Relationships are hard. Was there pressure from family?
Nope.
Is the other guy
loaded?
Got more money?
He's actually so poor he can't afford eating.
Well, that's not. I'm not gonna laugh at that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's
so
interesting. All right. Well, love at first sight. Not there with Obeyed. He does not believe in love at first sight. Ross though does. Ross, you believe in love at first sight?
Yes, I do. I actually met my wife when I was 12 years old. So we first started dating in South Africa. And as soon as I saw her, I knew that was the one for me.
Oh, that's so cute. So at 12 years old, you knew this is the one.
Yeah, we actually dated. And then I went my separate ways and I moved to Dubai about 10 years later. And she was in London. And then we met up again in London, and then she moved back here, and we got married, and we've been married for 15 years now.
That's so cute. Now, hold on. I got a 12-year-old daughter. You're saying that you knew at the age of 12 here. Hold on, Ross. Hold on, Ross.
Oh. What a beautiful story.
That's a cute story, Ross. Patricia, you also believe... Everyone believes in love at first sight here. Patricia, you too.
And in my case, I'm the one who spotted my husband, and I made the move, and I don't regret it.
Good on you.
Got three kids, very happy.
Good on you. But what was it? Just his looks that did it for you initially?
Well, no, there was something about him, like how he carried himself.
Okay, there is such thing as energy. We all release this energy. Maybe that is what the love at first sight is. I've got 11 other calls here, and 10 of them are all saying that they believe in love at first sight.
I believe in it. I feel like if I never went up to Jeff at that club that day, like I felt something, like I wanted to go up to him and talk to him.
Can you redo it for us? How did it go?
No.
Come on.
Stop. I'd love trying to make a comedy bit out of it.
I'm not. I want to hear.
Rossi, how did you meet, when you met Liz, was it love at first sight? Did you see Liz for the first time ago?
It was the voice I heard first.
Oh, you actually liked her voice?
Yeah.
Why is it awkward?
She's got a lovely husky voice with an accent from where I'm from. And I met her there at the bar, surprisingly.
McGettigan's.
Yep. And bought her a drink.
And then
and the rest is history.
It's beautiful.
It's crazy, isn't it? Because, like, you don't know that night
is going to change your life.
For the rest of your life, do you?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Or until you get divorced.
Yeah, yeah.
Love at first sight.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.